You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset today. It's definitely been a long time no talk to you guys. And you know what? I'm just going to get right into it today. I ain't going to make no excuses. I'm not going to give no sad story. Woo, woo, woo. So today, I'm just going to get right into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about taking care of yourself. And we're going to talk about giving yourself credit. So I haven't recorded this show in like a month. In the meantime, while I haven't recorded this show, a few things have happened. I'll give you guys up to date. So I recently started a production company called Passion and Paper Production. The name is kind of self-explanatory. Just got the name. Well, really, I didn't even think of the name. I got two business partners, Terrell's one, and then the other one. Shout out to Calvin Tooley. They had thought of this name. Basically, you know, you just using what you're passionate about to turn into that paper. So Passion and Paper Production is where that came from. Basically, this production company is going to host podcasts. So far, they have two podcasts on board, which is this one is The Mindset and Battle of the Barns. Passion and Paper is also hosting our upcoming live show, too, as well. So that's something exciting. I mean, basically, we just got to get smart about certain things. You know, we kept putting all the money up for our shows. Why not start a business and let the business do that? It'll benefit us in the long run. So there's that. That's what's happened ever since, you know, I've been back last. Also, too, so I recently started selling hair, too, as well. So, well, over that month's time where I haven't talked to you guys, I recently started two businesses. Bundles by TK. This one kind of was random. I didn't really plan on selling hair. Terrell's been trying to get me to sell hair for 2 years, and I just didn't really want to. I'm like, hey, everybody sells hair. But with us doing this upcoming YouTube, me and him with Battle of the Barns that we're still working on, that's still going to come out. I'm just going to stay here soon. I ain't giving no date. This upcoming YouTube that we have that's going to come out, I was like, hey, you know, since we're going to be more visual, we got to find ways to monetize a lot more, you know, utilize this, and that. So I was like, hey, you know, I really want to start doing different type of hairstyles. I want to change up my hair often. So with that being said, I had, you know, talked to the girl, you know, who I usually got my hair from, bought the vendor from her, and really just kind of like sit on it. And I talked to one of my friends, my business partner. Shout out to Keith, my business partner. And I was just telling him, like, hey, you know, I got this vendor, woo, 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 you know, to get hair from, woo, woo. And she was just like, you trying to sell it? Or I'm like, you know, I really don't want to because I can't really afford to take on anything else right now. So she was just like, I'll do it with you. So, boom. Bundles by TK. So go get your bundles. Follow us on IG. With that being said, just taking care of yourself first. Just you guys, like, and a lot of you know, and if you just now coming back to the show, you aren't in a loop yet. I am in therapy. I'm in therapy, got a session going tomorrow. Been in therapy for some months now. I'm just learning the point of taking care of yourself first. Guys, over this time, like the last 2 months, like I have so much going on, and I'm learning that you have to really learn how to balance things, and I'm learning that you can't take everything on. I'm still continuing to learn that, and that's something that we've talked about on here previously before too as well. But taking care of yourself is just it's so necessary, because I got to the point where I legit had a breakdown. So I got done working out. I was supposed to go to work, and I just couldn't go to work that day, because I was just legit just tired, tired mentally. And the reason why our hair business has been trying to get started for probably 3 months, but I got to the point where, you know, I got to the point where I just couldn't think anymore. You know, my creative block, I was completely wiped out. I had nothing left to give anyone. I didn't have nothing left to give to you guys or anything to pour into you guys, to give you guys successful shows with It's a Mindset. So that's just kind of why I haven't been here, just because I've just been empty. Therapy's actually helped me a lot. Taking care of yourself first is just do what's necessary for you. That's why I just kept telling myself, like, hey, I'm not apologizing anymore because I took a break from my shows. I'm not apologizing anymore because, hey, I can't make this happen. I can't make that happen. Because you get to the point where you just don't have anything if you're always just going and going and going. And I'm just understanding the importance of rest for myself. And it's just crazy when you're driven and you're ambitious. The way I am, I'm probably one of the most driven people, you guys know. And, you know, it's a mindset with me. Rest is important. Like, you have to learn to give yourself mental breaks. I haven't had a vacation literally since probably 2016. Whenever 2016 was the last vacation that I actually had. And maybe it was 2016. No, 2016 was the last time I had an actual vacation. And it's definitely weighed on me. And I just got mentally tired. I had a mental breakdown. Like, I just couldn't go anymore. Like, I laid in bed. It got so serious to the point where I was going to consider taking a leave from work. Just because I was so tired. I was done. Couldn't focus on anything. Like, just angry. Just low-key. Like, I don't want to say I was in depression, but, like, a little mild depression just because I just couldn't handle it all. And the thing about it is, though, you guys, with all of that, it's so important that when you do have a lot of stuff going on, when you are doing a lot, when you've accomplished a lot, you know, it's important to give yourself credit. I'm also realizing that, you know, with me doing therapy, she made a good point. Like the first session that I have, she asked me, you know, why do you feel that you have to get things right the first time? And with me, her saying that made me just realize that, you know, I have a case of perfectionism, and that is real. That's something real people go through, and that's something real that people have. And perfectionism is basically people are obsessed with perfection. People are obsessed with always doing things right. People are obsessed with always being on top, and that's me. And that's a lot on you, too. And that causes, that being a perfectionism causes depression. It can cause eating disorders. It can cause mental breakdowns. It can cause a lot of things. You guys definitely researched it. It also can cause, and this is really where I was at and what I was dealing with. It also can cause really bad anxiety. And me, that's something that I suffer with really, really bad. Sometimes I can get so bad where, and this is something I haven't talked about, anxiety attacks. Sometimes I can get anxiety and I might breathe hard, like legit have anxiety attacks. Or I take it out on my husband. That's usually mostly it. And he can never do anything right. With me just dealing with this perfectionism, I'm learning that, you know, and it's a root. So this is a root. So, and I'm about to get really, with you being in therapy too as well, you understand to grasp certain things. You understand your roots. You understand how things are triggered. You understand where things come from. So me just thinking about why am I such a perfectionist? Why do I have to get everything right? Why do I have to do everything perfect? Why do I have to strive for perfection every single time? Like, y'all, I never give myself credit for anything. I never tell myself a good job. That's why I'm consistently going, consistently feel like I have to move, consistently feel like I have to do something new, because I'm trying to meet my own expectations that are impossible expectations to reach. And don't do that to yourself, because you affect others around you. So just me going back to my roots of where this comes from and just how that started, you know, growing up, me playing basketball, it was always, my coaches, you know, they always said the toughest person who can always take the hardest criticism. That was me. I was consistently always yelled at. I was consistently always, you can do better. So even with my games or me growing up in basketball, you know, my mom was probably the only person who really told me that I did do a good job. And like with her, even if I did mess up, if I messed up, she would let me know most definitely. But she was just always the one who told me, hey, you work harder. You know, hey, you know, I feel like the other day, like, I don't know, maybe you just don't. And also, too, maybe people tell you these things and maybe you don't hear it because you have so much negative about yourself in your head, too, as well. So I was going to say that the other day my mom was talking about telling me how she was telling somebody, hey, like, there were certain things I didn't have to deal with when Takara was growing up because Takara was such a good kid. I never really remember hearing her say that. But I'm not saying that she didn't say that before. I'm saying that could have been me always having negative in my mind about myself. And you don't realize that. You don't realize that about yourself too as well, because you're like, y'all, I'm such a confident person. I'm so confident. I'm confident on the outside, but it's hard to explain. Like, I'm confident. Like, I know I can do things. I go into every single thing like I'm going to be able to accomplish it because I am a perfectionist, but I just have so many negative things on the inside that stuff's not good enough. So after my games growing up, I can remember, and I'm not faulting my dad for this because, you know, that's your dad when you're playing sports. After every game, you know, I could have scored 30 points and it would be, hey, great game, but you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. Or it could be, you know, good game, but you missed that layup, but you missed that shot. You missed this easy shot. If you would have made two more free throws, you would have had this and that. So it was always hearing that, hey, okay, but let's do this more. You got to do this. You got to do that. You always have to work. So, and it's crazy because even with me looking back and me doing coaching, I was like that with my players. You know, I would praise and tell them that it was a good job, but it was always, hey, next time we got to do this. Or, hey, especially the best player, I always put like a whole lot of pressure on them. Unfortunately, not really, unintentionally is what I meant to say. Unintentionally, not meaning to do that, but that's what I was doing. And I'm really understanding the fact how I brought those expectations into relationships. One of my best friends, Keith, you know, she had always told me that was a problem of mine. I had extremely high expectations and nothing's good enough for me. And for me, I didn't really see it in that aspect because, you know, we and her had our own issues too as well. I didn't see it in that aspect. But now that I'm understanding what she's saying, or how she took things, or how she meant it, I get it. Like, it's just, nothing's ever good enough. But the biggest thing, the biggest relationship that I've seen it affect is my marriage. I'm so hard on my husband. Like, ugh, it's terrible. Like, I'm so hard on my husband. It's like, I'm always coming at him. I'm always attacking him. He does such a great job. He's such a great man. He's the best husband in the world, but I can still find something wrong with something that he did, or it's not good enough, or, hey, well, you should have did this, you should have did that, or even not even celebrating him, or not even, you know, congratulating him when he makes accomplishments, but instead it's always, well, now we got to do this, even with just with him, his weight loss, which I'm proud to say, my boo has lost about 45 pounds, you guys. I should be celebrating that 45 pounds, but instead I'm still pushing him like, hey, you know, hey, look, you done a good job, but we got to tighten up on that eating. We got to dig in right now. We got to, you know, that's just that competitiveness. And that's just that, always striving for greatness, but celebrating people and celebrating accomplishments is so important. And it's so necessary that you do that. And it's important because this is research scientifically. So if you don't celebrate yourself, if you don't celebrate your wins, celebrate accomplishments, that leaves emptiness in yourself because you're not. Let me find this. Let me pull it up. I'm just going to read you guys what it says. It says, When you celebrate, endorphins are released inside your body and you feel incredible. Simply put, the lack of celebration will lead to a feeling of emptiness that will result in less focus and decreased performance over time. And that's exactly what happened to you, girl. Me not celebrating myself, I was empty as hell. I couldn't focus on nothing. And my performance was trash. Like, I was halfway doing stuff. Me, I can't halfway do anything. If it comes to me to half doing it, I'm not going to do it at all. So, like, what are ways, like, and I'm just thinking, like, so what are ways that I can celebrate, you know, my accomplishments, celebrate those small wins with something that I like to do? You know, maybe treat myself to, like, a little snack or something, or treat myself to, like, a, you know, like, a limit of something I want to buy or something like that. But that's something that we have to do. We have to learn to give ourselves credit and learn that we not going to have it all together. Like me, actually, I recently started a book. It's called The Gift of Imperfections. So I'm working me. Y'all know I'm a reader. So I'm actually reading books, and I found me a few books on perfectionism. So I'm working on that. Just reading up on, you know, areas where I feel like I need help. Even with It's a Mindset, we always on here talking about, I'm always on here just telling you, being transparent with you guys, telling me where I'm ain't ish, basically, you know, areas I ain't ish, but that I'm working on them. So, I mean, the perfectionism isn't always a bad thing. It's good in some areas, but it can get a little too much. I think it gets a little out of hand when you put it out on others and expect others to be perfect. So just working on just really appreciate my man more, appreciate myself more. You know, a lot of us, you know, we all talk about self-worth, and you think you have self-worth until you don't have self-worth. And I think that's something that I had to realize about myself. I didn't know my worthiness, or I didn't have self-worth, because I was never good enough within myself. And, you know, something, me and Terrell went to this little table thing the other day. It was like, it was at church. It was like this little relationship type of thing that they did. The pastor and the first lady of the church, they talked about relationships. They talked about marriage, dating, engaged, all the above. So Terrell asked the question, and like the question that he asked was really like amazing. It was an amazing question, and it really came from my neck. So, and I'm not saying that he meant to do that, but he wanted to talk about that because it's an issue, obviously. He said that, you know, something they talked about was changing in relationships, and you changing, you know, if you've been married for so long, how you just change, like, especially when something traumatic happens. And we're going to be talking about that on Battle of the Barnes, tomorrow's episode, round 60, or whatever 59 we're on. He asked the pastor, he's like, hey, can you talk about, people when you see someone changing, or can you talk about how you should, recognize people changing and people trying to do better in the marriage? So basically the way I took that was just, you know, him asking, and then so the pastor was just saying, hey, you know, you got to learn to give people credit, you know, you got to celebrate them when they do change and acknowledge that, hey, I see you working on yourself. So that's something that I didn't realize that I never do, but it makes sense. So really I just had to communicate with Terrell. I was just like, hey, you know, I get where you're coming from, and I see why you asked that question. But understand, this is what I'm dealing with right now internally within myself, in which I told him, you know, I'm struggling stuff being good enough for me personally. You know, I'm struggling with telling myself good job, or telling myself, hey, you're doing great. I'm struggling with that. So it's hard for me to do that for somebody else because it starts within. And he was just like, oh, okay. You know, that was great communication. And then, you know, that gives me him time. Like he said, okay, so I'll be patient with that. That's something that you're dealing with. So just really just communicating with people, about what you have going on too, as well. And also too, like y'all don't allow yourself to get to the point where you just shut down and you don't have nothing. Like take breaks, take time off from work. Your mental health is so important. Like F money. Like right now, this week, y'all, I took off. I put days in. I took off like 4 or 5 days, and I do have a vacation coming up for my homegirl Margo's birthday coming up. Shout out to Margo. I took some days off. I took off like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I took like 4 or 5 days off because to get my mental health right, to focus. I got therapy coming up tomorrow. Like just to give myself some time just to settle down and just rest and understand you don't have to go. I feel like I always have to be doing something. It's okay to chill. It's okay to give your mind a break. It's you have to, or you won't have nothing left where you break down and you go into having anxiety, you know, stressed out, depression, eating disorders, all type of things. And it was something else too. something I didn't realize that I'm trying to do better about. Me, when I am so busy and I am so on the go, I realize that I don't eat a lot. And my this is something that one of my friends brought to my attention. Like, when I'm always, like, y'all, like, I'm always thinking about something, and I'm learning to put boundaries on work. You know, Terrell is always ready to go. Even with Battle of the Barns live show, he's ready to talk about it. Hey, Cliff, what do you think about this thing? And I'm like, hey, you know, I can't talk about that right now. I've learned to set boundaries for certain conversations, even with work. You know, past certain time at night, I don't talk about work. I don't talk about any of the businesses that we have going on. Like, I had to really do that to myself because I had to learn to set those boundaries because it became too much. So do that too. Like, you know, me past, I won't talk about nothing regarding work past 10 o'clock, like, or 10:30. That's something that's pending. I'm working on that. Like, if it's something has to be done, like if we've got like a hair order or something that late, I've been putting it in, but just trying to work, not working past a certain time. Or even just a certain day, like on Sundays, I tell, you know, Terrell, hey, I don't want to talk about nothing regarding work today. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn that to put that on yourself. And that's being responsible to as well. And that's knowing yourself and knowing your limits. Think about how you can celebrate yourself. Think about just where you are mentally right now. Are you tired, or do you need a break? Think about those things, because it's important. Even if you have to just take off days to do nothing, like, that's necessary at times, and that's just where I was at. So shout out to you guys. Like, people's been holding me accountable with this. Like, hey, where's this mindset? Like, look, I didn't have nothing for y'all just because I couldn't put nothing out. But just asking you guys, just continue to pray for me. Because we're in this together. This is a place where we embrace our flaws. And we learn from them, and we try to grow from them and just take steps to get better. This is just the place where I can just basically just vent to you guys and kind of tell you guys where I'm at and try to be relatable to you guys too as well. And if you see me, like, you know what, like, I'm to the point now where I had to tell Terrell, like, hey, can you tell me if you see me do something, can you tell me good job? Like, tell me, hey, you did a great job. And it's not even about me wanting to hear praise. It's just the fact that I don't praise myself enough. Like, so many people here tell me how good this mindset is, and I'm just, it's still not where I want it to be yet. Which ain't a bad thing. It ain't a bad thing, but I have to still be happy with what I do have and appreciate it. You know, appreciate the work that I do put in this, because I do work hard, and appreciate the time that, you know, what I'm trying to do for people. I have to appreciate that too. So, and also too, like, understand how important it is to tell other people what you see in them, because you don't know where they're at mentally, you know. And I'm thankful that people don't really beat me up over this. My husband does now. He beats me up over this. It's a mindset, like, why don't you record today? Why don't you put a show out? He beats me up on it. But, you know, you can't beat a creator up, okay? Let's not beat up creatives. Let's ask creatives where their head is and where they are mentally if they're not doing their craft, because something could be going on. Me, like, I just had a lot going on. Like, y'all, I'm telling you, like, I'm in a whole lot better space than where I was, y'all. But your girl's been going through it. Just brain just everywhere. But it's getting better. Like, I'm getting clearer now. I'm lining things out. I've grown. Also something too, I'm about to tell you guys something else. This is kind of off subject, but this is something that's been on my heart again too as well. But no, you know, I do want to get into this. Hold on just a second. Okay. 2019, I talked about this episode. 2019, we're going to claim everything that's ours in 2019. And I'm blessed because I see a lot of the people who do listen to this show. I'm a shout, and you know what, usually I do this sometimes. I'm a shout some people out who I do see working, who I feel are kind of connected to me, and I'm connected to certain people. People that I don't talk to every day, I'm still connected to them. Sorry guys, I totally just dropped my phone. I want to give a shout out to, Ashley Tate. Levitate Clothing. She's doing vinyl. She's making t-shirts, hoodies, whatever. Hit her up, guys, on IG. She's somebody who's always really encouraged me when I needed, and she always came at the right time. She does listen to this show. She was on the show last year with Three Fit Girls, but I'm going to get her on here again so she can talk about Levitate Fitness. Her being Levitate Fitness and her doing her clothing brand. So we're definitely going to talk about that. Shout out to her. Like, she's always told me how an influence that I was on her. Even if I didn't feel like I was an influence to anybody, she always let me know that. And just think about that. I mean, thank you for that, Ashley. Just kind of, you know, you've encouraged me multiple times. And I just want to say thank you for that. I want to shout out to my sister, Taylor, who just did her first YouTube video. And I called her before she did that and prayed with her too as well. So shout out to her. Shout out to my homegirl Margo always. Just with Made by Margo. Just watch the plans that she's got coming up. I want to shout out to my homegirl Keese. Shout out to Keese because Keese is just really becoming a new person as far as just business wise, wanting to get to some money. So I do like that. I'm always with that. Want to shout out to who else do I have? I might be missing some people, but just it's certain people. Shout out to Chloe Elam. Shout out to Chloe Elam. Just the stuff that she's got going on too as well. Shout out to Chloe Elam because Chloe Elam posted me. Let me tell y'all something. This really like showed me something. This changed me. You know, we can focus so much on success, like what we think success is. A lot of people think that success is cars and money. That's what people think success is. Chloe Elam posted me for Black History Month last week. Y'all, that's it for me. That's what success is. So that's something that helped me right on time too as well. Like, somebody posting me for Black History Month was beyond me. You know, just talking about all the things that I do for them and just talking about how they see me as a, you know, as worthy enough to be posted for Black History Month was amazing. So that's something that helped me too as well. 2019, like, y'all, if you sitting right now, first of all, this is on my mind too as well. I've talked about this before too as well, y'all. Tithing has been on my heart heavy. Make sure we're doing it. Like, we pray. Let me tell you something. I told somebody this yesterday. We'll pray for a dang check in the mail, but don't want to give God 10% of it. We have to start doing that. It's been heavy on my heart. I do mine Friday. So I do mine Friday when I get paid. That's when I do it. I make sure I do that first before I do anything else. I gotta pay God first. That's something that's heavy on my heart. 2019. Make sure y'all jump on this wave. Like, if you've got something that you're wanting to start, you need to start it. And get you some people around you, get you some accountability partners who's going to help you just go through. And also, too, this is something that was major for me. I want to take on every single thing by myself, y'all. I don't want help on anything. That's a pride. I don't know if it was a pride, but that's just me wanting to take on stuff. The best thing, I'm so blessed that Keith asked me, hey, I'll do the hair with you. You know, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed that I have help in things. I'm blessed that I have a partner with Battle of the Barns. Like, it's okay to get partners in stuff. And, you know, it's okay to do that. And understand stuff is about timing, too, before you start something. If the time ain't right, the time ain't right. It's not going to be successful. So understand timing on things, too, as well. But 2019, make sure y'all jump on this wave because, like, big stuff is finna happen. Like, stuff is starting to come together. And it's coming together for the people who... the small business people. Also, too, shout out to JP, Jeremy Perry with Believer's Breed. I see him working too as well. So definitely go support him. Believersbreed.com. Go buy some of his apparel too as well. I love the direction 2019 is going in because it's a lot of people starting a lot of things. Also too, shout out to my homeboy Bassie, Stretch Soles. If you know anybody who wears a size 13 or above shoe, my homeboy Stretch Soles, Bassie. So I've got so many people around me who started businesses, so many people who are trying to be successful that I'm so thankful for. And I think the people around you, the people that you hang with, speaks a lot about you. And that's a fact. There's nothing short than saying that. And that's something you got to look at too. Look at the people around you. Are they doing anything? Are they, you know, does it match what you were trying to do? Because sometimes you have to reevaluate that too as well, your crowd. And that's major. Thank you guys for just sticking with It's a Mindset. Thank you. Some of y'all still wait. Like, I may not post nothing for 2-3 weeks. And some of y'all still waiting, like, where it's at. And I love y'all for that. And just pray for me, you guys. And I'm going to keep praying for you guys, too, the ones who do listen to this. And just if you want to start something new and you got something new that you want to get it done. Y'all, 2019 has started popping. I've already started two businesses, bruh. Two businesses. I'm a business owner. Shout out to that. Got a live show coming up in April 13th. Battle of the Barns. We're taking Nashville again. We're downtown Nashville, which is a big deal. I'm excited about what I have coming up, and I'm going to celebrate myself by getting started on different things. I'm not going to beat myself up because I don't have this done. I don't have that done. I'm learning to be more patient. Like, also, too, as well, even with the YouTube, my plan was to start the YouTube, like, January 18th or something like that. It got pushed back. I usually would have freaked out over stuff like that. I would have blew a gasket, like, we got a deadline to meet. But I'm just like, hey, like, it ain't going nowhere. I had to be patient. I had to learn things. I have to get this in order. Like, be patient on stuff. Like, when everything's about timing, it's going to happen. Just deadlines are important too, but just be patient. Like, let things fall into place. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is a mindset.